Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. Welcome to my porch. Grab a chair, some coffee or cold brew. Have a seat. Let's talk about how to leverage search engine optimization technology and social media to grow your local business. I am giving you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I have personally used over time to build my own business here in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. This week, we are talking about how to recycle content and how you can leverage that to not only maximize your time and be efficient with that time and delivering the content that resonates with your audience. We are talking about how to use that activity to improve your rankings with Google. And today we are going to dive headlong into a great way to cheat in delivering an update to a web page. And the way that we're going to do that, one of the things that I've told you, if you are comfortable speaking into a camera or a microphone, embrace that. Do it. Use that spoken word and create a transcript to make a piece of content that you can put on your website. I've also told you that if you are more comfortable writing, to embrace that and sit down and crank out that content that is written word. It's the difference between myself and my wife. She loves to write. She would prefer to create written content over being in front of a camera. Me, on the other hand, while I'm not pretty, I am much more comfortable speaking into either a microphone or a camera to create content that can subsequently be changed into written words. It's simply a matter of preference, not that one is right or wrong. But the beauty of a website is that oftentimes when we go into content creation mode, a lot of us do one but not the other. People will sit down, and I can be very guilty of this when I write, especially if it's a longer form, a topic that I am going way deep in and I'm suddenly cranking out 2,000, 3,000 words. The beauty is I can publish that. I can come back later and make a video to publish on that page. The artificial intelligence tools that we've talked about on this podcast absolutely gives you the ability to either take written word and turn it into video, or take video and turn it into written word. If you have a blog with no video, go back and create the video, add it to the page, republish, and you have recycled the content and updated the page and put yourself in a position to succeed. The alternative to that is if you have a video that is either on your website or on a YouTube channel, you can now push that transcript, convert it into a blog, into a web page on your site, and that interplay will give you additional SEO juice. It's a very underutilized, unthought of, in some ways, tactic to explode your reach in various digital formats. Video can get you additional reach on multiple platforms. So if you are comfortable writing, you need to find, by hook or by crook, a way to get that into video. Because not only does it become a video on your website, and I always recommend publishing video to your website first before you go someplace else, but after it's been there and it's been cataloged by Google and you're given credit for it, taking it to YouTube, taking it to social channels, taking it to Vimeo and all of these other video delivery platforms allows you to blow up the reach of that beyond just written word. Same thing if you have the video and taking it to the written word after it's been published on your website, knock yourself out, do a copy and paste on medium.com or LinkedIn on a business page where you're publishing articles, and you're now getting extra juice from that back and forth activity. Here's what you need to understand: that videos that you put on YouTube and social media can benefit from a transcription and be turned into a blog to place on your website. But beyond that, the videos that you put on YouTube after you've published them on your website give you access to one of the top three search engines in the world. If you look at who has the search engine activity, it's Google, right? But it's not just Google the search page. It's also Google Images, and it's Google's product called YouTube. Those three carry 96% of all searches in the U.S. Why would you not want to leverage those other platforms? You absolutely can do it by recycling those same pieces of content and getting them into those other platforms. That is how you can leverage not only your work and your time, but the AI to expand your reach so that you can talk to more people, which will produce more prospects, which will produce more customers, which will put more money into your pocket. I am Uncle Ron. That is how you take and extend the reach, recycling your own content that you put on your website into all these other places. If you enjoy the information that you're getting here, you need to be on my email list. Go to bit.ly/porch with a capital P. I deliver an email to your inbox every Saturday that gives you additional information about the topics of the week, along with some extra tips, tricks, and cheat codes, and a tool to help you deploy what we've discussed. Tomorrow, we are going to delve into social media channels and how you can leverage recycling content there to take all this a step further. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you on the porch tomorrow.